Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
All right, and good morning. It's Lupe, Classic Hits 92.7, 95.3. The final week of the Youth Division of St. Croix Idol is upon us. And joining us in the Street Beat studio, Andrea Walton, director, coordinator, host, and chief bottle washer of the St. Croix Idol. You're wearing all kinds of hats.
Oh, yes.
So how's it going so far?
So far, so good. It's been different with the kids, I think. There's challenges with the kids that I didn't expect, that we didn't deal with the adults. Mm. So
which performers really surprised you or took a big step forward?
So this past week was really hard because it was rock and country theme, and this was one of the challenges. I did not realize how hard it was going to be for kids to do that. As I was talking to the kids throughout that night, I realized that some kids either hadn't really listened to rock before or vice versa, hadn't really listened to country before. So that is really challenging for them. And not, you know, as you grow up, you listen to different music. So I didn't really think about that. So that's a challenge that we might have to fix next year.
Yeah. All right. So what did the judges say after the show? Any moments that really stuck out with them?
They just kept going back to their personalities, and their confidence was coming out more in the second week, which was good. There was a few that they definitely took what they had said the week before and fixed some of their issues. Savannah's one that comes to mind. I mean, they told her to really bring it, and she brought it. So
talk about the crowd. What did you notice from the audience?
Yeah, so we had more people there this past week. They're definitely there. They support the ones that they're there for. I will have to say I'd like to see more, like in the adult section last year, everyone supported everyone. So like the crowd was going crazy the whole night.
Yeah.
That's a little bit different for the kids version. And I don't know if it's because they think they might make the kids nervous or whatever, but some of the kids said that they, you know, when it's quiet, they feel like they're doing something wrong. So if you're out there, clap the whole time.
Okay.
They want it.
As we head into the kids finale, what's most exciting for you?
So the most exciting for me is watching them grow. Just in the 3 weeks that we're going to have them, even the ones that cut, even they improved. They just didn't improve enough, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah. I mean, you can only do so much.
Right.
Only.
Yeah. So, I mean, unfortunately, it is a competition, so we do have to have a winner at the end, but they have all improved so much. Confidence is just one of the big things. So that's going to carry through everything.
Yep. And then they might be back next year.
Yep, we hope so.
Some other time. Yep. So tell us about the kids that are still in it.
Yeah, so we still have Savannah, Reagan, Eden, Kutcher, and Ariana.
Oh, wow.
So they will all get one song to win the judge's heart, and we'll see who gets crowned St. Croix Idol.
Were all them last year in it?
There was only two last year. Okay. Kutcher and Eden was from last year.
Okay.
They did the adult.
Yeah,
last year.
Okay. So how are the finalists preparing, and have you seen a change in their confidence? Because they were already confident.
Yeah. So Eden and Kutcher, they're great. They know what they're doing. They're seniors at this. So Ariana, I noticed that she had a lot more confidence this past week. And Savannah and Reagan. Savannah just brought it. I mean, she was a powerhouse. And Reagan, you can see a little bit more personality out there. So I think I'm hoping this week that it's going to be even better, that they're going to just bring
now,
even
more. What's the theme?
There is no theme.
No theme. So they pick whatever song they want, do it however they want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Which I think is easier for them. So.
Yeah. Now the host still hasn't come back.
He is supposed to be there. Bruce is supposed to be there Monday.
Well, it is the adults. So.
Yeah.
Adults and kids. So.
Yep. So he will be back. He is on a business trip again, but he plans to be back for Monday. So.
All right.
I may have to start it for him, but he'll be there for the adults definitely. So.
All right. So what should fans expect tonight?
So, so we're going to start with the kids with there'll be five songs, one song each. I will probably not even do the announcements first. We'll probably do the announcements in between kids and the adults. So while we're tallying up scores for the winners, Bruce can do the announcements.
What kind of announcements do you do?
So we usually do like our sponsors and just, you know, if we have 50-50, if we have anybody. Gotcha. So like last week we had the Brendan Letty Memorial Fund there for concessions. So we'll just announce stuff like that. We do have two chairs left to auction off if we can get anybody to want to buy them.
Now tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we had four chairs donated to us by the CDRC. And we were kind of trying to do a mini version of their chair auction that they used to do. So the first night we did sell two of them, but we still have two left.
And what are the prices for the chairs? So you buy the chair, you get to sit in it, and then you take it home after.
Yep. So we actually will, if you want to, one of the chairs already left. They wanted to take it home right then, which is fine. We also have a VIP section, so you're sitting right beside the judges.
Okay.
So, and we'll set those chairs up every week for you so you don't have to bring your chair. That's part of it. But basically, minimum bid is $100. So as long as we can get at least $100 for a chair, then we're happy.
So if someone hasn't come out yet, why should they be at the youth finale and the beginning of the adult competition?
So the finale for the kids, definitely. They have worked hard and they deserve as many people there as possible. For the adults, we have 25 signed up, so we have more than last year. With that many, obviously, there's going to be cuts the first night. So get out there and support them so hopefully they don't get cut.
And we'll probably talk about this maybe at the end of the adult one also, but let's go ahead and talk about the end of the kids and what are some things that you think that we might change for the kids.
Yeah, so there's already some talks about how eliminations should go for the kids. That was one thing I noticed this past week when we told them, you know, at the beginning of the show, you know, just so you're aware, three of you are going to get cut. You could just see the fear come over their face. And I think that kind of messed some of them up a little bit, because even some of our better ones
didn't do as well.
You could see the nerves hit them big time. So I want to kind of figure out a different way to do eliminations. And I don't know what that is yet, but we got to figure that out between now and next year. So
just don't say anything. Just eliminate them.
Yeah.
You know, when it's time, you just eliminate them. All right. So talk a little bit about your sponsors and who helps you out and that kind of thing.
Yeah. So I didn't bring my sponsors list with me, so I apologize if I forget anybody.
Okay.
But our large sponsors, if I remember correctly, is
WQDY.
We have Joe's Diner. We have Calais Community Hospital. I know our mediums is Downey's Credit Union and CDRC. Our smalls are Hair Masters, Walton Creations, and there's two more of those too. I apologize.
And what are Walton Creations?
That is my side business. I make t-shirts. So
banners. That's what I meant. I didn't know.
Yep.
Creations.
Yep. We donated the banner that's up on the bandstand. We have t-shirts coming, and we also get the big checks.
Yep. All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Is there anything else you want to add before we go?
No, just make sure you're there. 6 p.m. Monday night.
6 p.m. Flatiron Park, no matter what.
That's right.
The weather, the heat, doesn't matter.
That's right. Absolutely.
All right. Andrea Walton, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And this is Lupe. You're listening to Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3. Thanks for listening.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.